Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Yates with the Great American Senior Show. I'm your gray-haired host for today's session. And earlier in one of our programs, we had a bit of a conversation with Pete Tesh of the Economic Development Council of St. Lucie County. And I posed the question, would you come back again? And he said, if asked, I ask. He is. And here we are. Pete, I want to... Let's start from a retail section, which in our previous session, that was not an area that we dealt on any topic at all, because realistically, you're not an organization that goes out and recruits retail, but you do impact retail. Can you explain?
Well, first of all, Sam, thanks for having me back. It's great to be back by popular demand.
Absolutely.
Appreciate being here on the show. And regarding the question of retail, obviously retail, service industry, and those special amenities that make it special to live here are really, really important. You are correct. That's not our primary focus for retail because, again, our mission is to create quality jobs, and we typically do that through primary industry, manufacturing, distribution, back office, and professional business services. However, as you know, retail is really critical, and having the right mix of retail, even in the post-pandemic era, is very important to our residents and also for the growth of the economy. I would say that as we diversify the economy and we bring in different types of businesses and those businesses expand, they're providing job opportunities and wages and salaries above the average earnings for St. Lucie County. So obviously having more disposable income, greater wealth, more people, more money, that's going to attract different segments of the retail industry. So as the economy becomes more diversified, more dynamic, people have more money, we're going to get better services and better quality of retail.
You know, and I look back and I think about the various medical entities that one used to have to go to Palm Beach County. They are now here. If you were to take us back in time, even just a few years, you would not know the name Wawa here on the Treasure Coast. And now we are a Wawa heaven because things are going well. And people are saying, my business could be there and be making a good living for myself and my employees. So it's happening. Outside of retail, though, what is the overall process? Can you paint a picture of how someone owning a business somewhere may be interested? What do they go through? And can you walk us through it? Because I'm sure we have somebody that's listening right now.
St. Lucie County is a community that's made up of small businesses. We don't have large corporate headquarters or very large manufacturing operations or things of that nature. So, we're a combination of small businesses. So, obviously, if you have a product or a service, it's important to know how the demand of that and the competition are going to be in terms of this economy. So, we're fortunate because we have a lot of sister organizations like the EDC. We have SCORE. We have the SBA. We have the SBDC, Small Business Development Center. We have We Ventures, which is a group of women entrepreneur technical assistance providers out of the Florida Institute of Technology that are here working with us. So we have a lot of resources and tools in our toolbox to help businesses start up. So I would really encourage anybody who's listening who wants to start a business to work with one of those great organizations so they can put together a business plan and a model based on your dreams and passions and the products and services that you do. Got to do your homework and have a plan.
We do have occasionally corporate relocations here. How long does that process take, a ballpark?
It could be years. Mm-hmm. Could be months. For example, we last session we talked about Cleveland Clinic. Obviously, that took a while, a couple of years, to actually do the business transaction and the acquisition of the hospitals. But, you know, bringing people in and getting things set up probably took a couple of years. Another example is Director Shipyards at the Port of Fort Pierce, coming up from Dania Beach and starting a whole mega yacht maintenance repair operation there in downtown Fort Pierce. A little bit smaller than Cleveland Clinic, but still very intense in terms of the physical assets, getting the facility, the port, the bulkheads, the overhead crane. And, you know, now the company is projected to have 170 employees in some very specialized functions in terms of their jobs. So there's a lot of work that goes into getting companies from point A to point B and getting them acclimated. It's an ongoing process now.
It never stops. What would you say some of your hot sectors are right now for interest here in St. Lucie County?
Well, you know, we talked about healthcare. We talked about manufacturing. The big one on the horizon is distribution logistics. So, you know, for the benefit of the listeners, you know, Florida is the third largest state in the union, 23 million people, probably about 60-65% of the population is in central South Florida. You know, if we were a sovereign nation, the state of Florida, we'd probably be the 17th largest economy on the globe, you know, over a $1 trillion economy. There's no more property, there's no more land in South Florida to expand, at least that's either available in chunks or that's available at a competitive price or
even
exorbitant price.
Right.
Again, based on what's happening in the pandemic, e-commerce is real critical. So, you know, we're seeing major Fortune 500 companies set up distribution facilities here. Some of them I can't talk about, but most recently FedEx is putting their regional sortation center in Tradition, and then Cheney Brothers, premier food distributor out of South Florida, is building their newest facility here. So distribution, very hot industry here in the Treasure Coast.
Tell me about the ones you can't talk about.
Well, they are e-commerce mm-hmm. Companies. They're household names. they're certainly in the Fortune 50. You know, they're providing distribution of different goods and articles, you know, all the way from national distribution to last mile delivery, like FedEx.
Right.
So we will be announcing, hopefully, a very large distribution center project in the next week or so, a million square feet, over 1,000 employees at livable wages.
That's awesome. And I know that that leads right into me asking, why do you sometimes have code names for them, whether it be Project Miracle or Green Jeans? Or why the code names? Is it that important to keep the information that tight to the vest?
Well, it would be fascinating if it was a more clandestine answer to your question, Sam. But basically, particularly when we work with business executives or corporate site selectors, they may be looking at multiple locations across many communities in Florida or even nationally. They may be collecting information somewhat confidential, in a confidential manner, to guard against speculation or, you know, maybe price hikes in property or facilities or things like that. Also because there's so many decisions and factors that go into the ultimate decision, at least keeping that under wraps and under the radar screen is real critical for the companies. But, you know, I'm happy to say that, you know, we're balancing the company's right to privacy with the public's right to know.
And that's very understandable. I think that anyone who has been in a business situation of any sort can appreciate that confidentiality, and kudos to you for being able to keep it confidential. I know that this day and time, that's always a tough job to do. But when you do mention a project, Pete, I see a little sparkle in your eye, so I know that there's something coming. And you know, I'm not going to pry it out of you, because I couldn't do it even if I were being very, very diligent on it.
Well, but Maureen Salser, our communications director, is here with us, and she's been chronicling all this information. And, two projects that have code names that are public knowledge are Project Senior and Project Midway. And as I just mentioned, Project Midway will probably be announced in a week or two, hopefully. And Project Senior a little bit later this summer. But, you know, if you go to youredc.com, you can read all about it.
And I know that for Project Midway, an auto manufacturer had been looking at that property at one point. So we know the property. And Maureen Salser, by the way, and I go back a long ways. We've worked together many, many years. And Maureen, I just want to let you know that I'm sitting between you and Pete, so all those kicks under the table, that was my leg that you're kicking. But so we do look forward to that information. And as a side note, we do have the opportunity, even though this is pre-recorded, to add a prequel to it or an ad note, and that gets promoted. So Maureen, I'm going to call upon you, and Pete, I may even call you for a sound bite so that we can add to the story, because once a news guy, always a news guy. It's really tough for me to break the mold. But I want to come back to Pete Tesh. Personal. What drives you and makes you have the enthusiasm and the drive that you have for this job?
Interesting question, Sam. In a indirect fashion, it's folks like Maureen Salser. We're delighted to have her on board. She's a very accomplished journalist and has been in many media communication type arrangements. So, you know, she's joined the A team. And, you know, what things get me up in the morning is that our professional staff. I mean, we have some of the best professionals, not only in the state, but the country. For example, Jill Marasa, our VP of Business Expansion. She was named one of the 50 top economic developers in North America earlier this year. So we've got a great team that's passionate. One of the things is the product, and that product is St. Lucie County. And, you know, I've lived in Florida since 1969, and I never have been happier in this place, a paradise, with regard to how beautiful it is and how dynamic it is. So we have a great product to share, and because of our staff and our stakeholders and partners, this is a tremendous opportunity and motivates me to whatever little sleep I get.
Sleep is overrated. Yes. Sleep is overrated.
To get up and come to work every day.
Yes. As I've many, many times said, early to bed and early to rise, but, you know, once in a while, get some sleep. Let's do something I've really enjoyed doing in my interviewing career, and that's do a little lightning round here if we can. Florida's tax situation has a lot of businesses looking here, talented individuals. Is there someone from the Northeast Corridor that's been really looking at St. Lucie County for a corporate relocation, possibly within the financial sector?
Most of that, Sam, especially the hedge fund companies and managers, have been gravitating towards Palm Beach County for various and sundry reasons. But I would say that, you know, whether it's the Northeast or the Midwest, and those are the areas that like Port St. Lucie and St. Lucie County. But what we're seeing, maybe not in that grandiose fashion, but we're seeing smaller value-added like sub-regional or regional corporate headquarters that are looking, you know, primarily maybe some administrative executive functions. So that's a nice trend. Yeah. It's a nice trend. Not big, but you know, could be anywhere from, you know, 25 to 50 employees that would be very well suited here.
St. Lucie County International Airport, someone told me recently who was there that they saw a JetBlue executive on the tarmac at St. Lucie County International Airport. Is that something that we might put on the horizon, either a JetBlue subsidiary? I know they are also looking for corporate. Is there interest because of the St. Lucie County Airport?
So two things about our international airport. One is that we have a maintenance, repair, and overhaul hangar. It's about 33,000 square feet that is available for commercial airlines. So that's very attractive to the industry sector that you mentioned. You know, because of COVID, there was a lot of delayed and deferred maintenance for commercial aircraft. And now companies, you know, whether it's general aviation or commercial air service, there's, you know, they're scrambling to get repair work done. So the airport, Treasure Coast International Airport, is very attractive to that because of that facility and our location. And now that if I can just touch on the commercial air service, yes. You know, there seems to be some factors, you know, like Avelo, the new airline startup from the CEO from Allegiant Airways. You know, there's companies like that. They're upstart companies that could be regional air carriers that before we were cast aside, if you will. But because of our growing population and secondary and tertiary markets, this is a very attractive place. So I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, some form or fashion of a commercial air service come here not too soon.
Autonomous air taxi?
That's above my pay grade, Sam. Maybe Maureen has an answer for you on that one.
but let me then switch gears to SunTrax. SunTrax has an agreement with the Florida Turnpike. All of the activities that they have been doing in Polk County, in particular with autonomous vehicles. And we know that there has been testing of autonomous vehicles, tractor-trailer semis, on the turnpike through this area. If you've seen them, you've looked at them, and you're like, wait, you know, the guy really isn't driving, but there's also a cab behind the trailer. So we know that that's happening, and I just confirmed that the turnpike in their widening and expansion process just to the south of us, they're going to designate a section where they're going to be implementing some of the SunTrax activities. Is that also coming here into St. Lucie County?
Sam, I don't have any definitive information on that, but you did a very good job of describing, you know, some changes in that industry sector. So, I mean, you think about where we are, our location in Florida, I-95, Turnpike, 16 major seaports, half a dozen international airports, just about all cargo, whether it's sea, air, land, begins with a truck and ends with a truck. There are a lot of trucks here. There's no reason why, particularly with the growth of the distribution sector industry, that there could be value-added outreach from that particular endeavor. So that's cool to me.
Yeah, and I swear I don't know any more than that, so I can't answer any additional questions on it, Pete.
But, I'm glad to hear that, because I'd have to stop right there.
So. But I do want to thank you again for being on this segment. I wanted to add a little bit more than what we had originally in our first segment. And I think we've covered quite a bit of ground. You mentioned director at the Fort Pierce Inlet, the Fort Pierce Harbor. Interest from outside the United States, Central America, to make that also a potential distribution point that would tie in with the trucking sector. Is that a fair statement?
I think the priority for the port is yacht repair and commercial vessel repair. There's certainly the infrastructure to accommodate, you know, additional regional shipping there, but I know the county and the city's focus is on yachts and commercial vessels.
Optimistic for a Brightline station here in St. Lucie County?
Still optimistic, okay. You know, because of all the reasons that we talked about in today's program. We think Brightline's stop in this case, Fort Pierce, you know, offers the best opportunity for the Tri-County area to maximize the train service and connect us to Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, and Orlando. It would be a great addition.
Great. Pete, again, I want to thank you for being on the program. How may people get more information about the Economic Development Council of St. Lucie County?
Best way is to go on our website, www.youredc.com. All our contacts information's on there, and there's a lot of great information under studies and reports about all the stuff we've been talking about today.
Great. Also, special thanks to Maureen Salzer for helping make this become a reality. She always knows the right way to take a request when a request is made. Maureen, thank you very much as well.
Thanks, Maureen.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. So when I look at the inner workings of the Economic Development Council of St. Lucie County, courtesy of your gray-haired host here today, I'm Sam Yates, and that's the way the program ends.